Things are starting to get serious in the NFL playoffs after this weekend. It's going to be down to four teams who will still have hopes for a Super Bowl appearance. On Saturday, the Atlanta Falcons play the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Tennessee Titans take on the New England Patriots. Sunday's games pit the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New Orleans Saints versus the Minnesota Vikings. So, wow, lots of great teams. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, and he hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hello, Mike.
Hello, and I am serious. I am as serious as the NFL. I do take exception with your assertion that there are lots of great teams, but we will get into that.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, let's start there. Who wouldn't make your list of great teams in all those teams?
Oh, well, I don't think the Tennessee Titans are a very good team, and that's why they're a two-touchdown underdog to New England. Fortunately, the rule is that there are six playoff spots, and someone's got to make it. So there's Tennessee, and they did beat Kansas City in a thrilling comeback aided by some coaching mistakes from former Philadelphia Eagles, current KC coach Andy Reid. So there we have it. I expect the Patriots to just trounce the Titans.
Okay. Well, that's that. Let's move on to the Falcons and the Eagles. Because speaking of the Patriots, right, folks will remember when the Falcons blew that huge lead they had over the Patriots in the last Super Bowl. So a chance for redemption here?
Again, I'm going to question if these are two very good teams. So in Philadelphia, which is hosting the game, they are the NFC number one seed. We talked about the Patriots. They're the AFC number one seed. And Philadelphia looked like the best team in football, quarterbacked by Carson Wentz, who was on his way to winning MVP. Then he got hurt. He was replaced by Nick Foles. Nick Foles' first game as quarterback, threw four touchdowns against the Giants, seemed good. And then he looked awful. He was terrible against Oakland Raiders. And then he was pretty bad in limited action against Dallas. Now, maybe people are making too much of this, and I have started reading some statistical analysis that says Philadelphia's defense is still really good. They still have the home field advantage. People are going a little too crazy about the drop-off from the excellent Carson Wentz to Nick Foles. And yet, Atlanta, the road team, a team with three fewer wins, is the favorite in this game. Atlanta was great on offense last year. They have an okay offense this year. Their defense seems to be gelling. But remember, Philadelphia does have the best defense in the league, and it's very hard to go into Philadelphia and face down all those screaming fans.
Gotcha. So what about Sunday's games? Let's touch quickly on the Steelers and the Jaguars.
The Jaguars were a team that I thought during the year, well, they have such a good defense, they could cause problems for the opposition. They haven't looked good recently. They gave up a ton of points to a pretty bad 49ers team, although the 49ers have this quarterback named Jimmy Garoppolo, who you in New England might be familiar with.
Yeah.
And they played the Bills. There was one touchdown scored in that game last week. It was a 10-3 game. They don't look like they have enough firepower on offense. The Steelers, always under Ben Roethlisberger, under center, can throw the ball around. Le'Veon Bell can run the ball. You know, unless Jacksonville keeps Pittsburgh to under 17 points, I don't see how Jacksonville's going to beat Pittsburgh.
Wow. Okay, so we've got about 20 seconds here. Saints-Vikings?
This should be the best game of the weekend. Oh. And if the Vikings win and keep winning, the Super Bowl's in Minnesota. Wouldn't that be cool? But the Saints have a really balanced offense. This is the best matchup of the weekend, I would say.
Well, so we saved the best for last. That's terrific. Here in now, sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.